Mishnah Dalet, Isser Mitzvah. What exactly is this category of Isser Mitzvah, which the previous Mishnah said that she requires Chalitza and she cannot do Yibum? That refers to Shniyos Midivrei Sofrim, secondary Arayas which are Midrabbanon forbidden. For example, Mid Araisa, it's forbidden to marry one's mother, but it is permitted to marry one's mother's mother, one's grandmother. But Midrabbanon, they added lots of other relatives to the list, and Midrabbanon, it's forbidden to marry one's grandmother. So if Shimon married Reuven's grandmother, and then Shimon died, Reuven would need to do chalitza on Shimon's wife. Alright, and the second category there in the previous Mishnah is kedusha. That refers to prohibitions mid-oraisa, but less severe prohibitions. Not prohibited because they are related to Reuven, but for other reasons. For example, amon al kohen gadol, a widow for a kohen gadol. That's really going to be every case of yibum, because every shemeres yavam is a widow. So a kohen gadol would always do chalitza. Gerusha v'chalutza l'chohen hedyot, a divorcee or a woman who had previously received chalitza. So if one of them fall to the kohen hedyot, a regular kohen, mamzeres, who is a woman who was born as a result of illegal relations, and so it's forbidden for her to marry a regular Jewish person, unasina, a woman who is part of the nasinim, who are descendants of the givonim, who tricked Yeshua into allowing them to convert to become Jewish, and they ended up living among the Jewish people and being water carriers and wood choppers, but they are forbidden to marry regular Jews. So if they fall the Yisrael to a Jew, or Ubas Yisrael, if a regular Jewish girl, a Nosin or a Mamzer, if she falls to a Nosin or a Mamzer, if Reuven is a Nosin or a Mamzer, so again, that's also a forbidden marriage. So in all of these cases, these prohibitions are known as Isser Kedusha, to guard and maintain the holiness of the Jewish families. And again, Mid Oraisa, one can even do Yibum, because Ase Deicha Leisa Ase, the positive mitzvah of Yibum, overrides the negative prohibition of this marriage. However, Mid Rabbanon, it's forbidden to do Yibum, and one needs to do Chalitza.